We are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
How great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Karen.
Hey, I'm Becca.
Hi, I'm Sam.
Hey there, I'm Julia.
Hey, I'm Catherine.
Hi, I'm Carolyn.
Hi, I'm Hannah.
Happy Thanksgiving!
Tell me, what do you like best about Thanksgiving?
Getting to see all your family and relatives.
Okay. Sam?
That everybody has time to play with each other.
Because why?
Because all the family comes together, and it's just a day for the whole family to be together and do stuff that they like to do and celebrate Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. And it is a day of rest and people can get together with families. Yeah, Julia?
We always watch the Macy's Day Parade.
Oh, that's fun, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Macy's Parade, and see all those floats and balloons and all of that.
Usually my dad and uncles, they play football.
Okay, so they don't watch football, they play football. Well, that sounds even funner. How about you, Carolyn? Do you have any memories, special memories? Do you help your mom make the turkey or anything? Do you ever whip the mashed potatoes or do any of the cooking?
Not usually, but I just really like being with my relatives and just having a good time.
Yeah. Do you all sit around a big table?
Yeah.
You have to kind of make, sometimes you have to like get your ping pong table to get all the people around it, don't you? You have to be kind of creative with your tables. Yeah. How about you, Becca?
I make pilgrim hats. They're marshmallows on cookies.
So I guess that's dessert, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you're not supposed to have that.
Of course, sometimes people just take it for the beginning.
Okay. How about you, Hannah? What do you do?
I really like it because, well, I go to my church and stay there and we have Thanksgiving with each other. And there's all these things and sometimes we bring mashed potatoes. And
oh, so you go to your church for Thanksgiving and you eat as a congregation all together?
Yes.
Wow, that's really something special. And you know, that's a really good way of recognizing really what Thanksgiving is all about, right? Because who are we thankful for?
God.
That's right.
We should also be thankful that Jesus came and died on the cross for us.
That's right. And we should thank God every day for giving us Jesus.
When people give something to us, it's important to say thanks.
Our parents take care of us every day,
and so does God our Father.
We don't deserve anything because of our sinfulness,
so we should be grateful for everything that God gives us.
So we really don't deserve anything, do we?
No.
And what has God given us? Even in our sinful state, He's given us what, Catherine?
Love.
That's right.
His forgiveness.
That's right.
Grace.
That's right. Amazing grace. And remember just a few years back we recorded a song with the scripture verses about God's grace?
Mm-hmm.
Let's listen to that now.
Romans chapter 5. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. Where sin increased, grace increased all the more. So that just as sin reigned in death, so grace might reign through righteousness, to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength.
Ephesians 2:4. Because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved.
Paul told the people of Corinth, I always thank God for you because of the grace given you in Christ Jesus. For in Him you have been enriched in every way, in all your speaking and in all your knowledge. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gifts,
as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. He will keep you strong to the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, who has called you into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, is faithful.
We could probably do 10 programs on things that we can be thankful for, but let's just name a few of them today. Carolyn.
Family.
Okay.
The country we live in.
Mm-hmm.
Our freedom to worship and to vote.
Okay. Sam.
Friends. Dogs and cats.
Yeah. I'm thankful for all of you. I'm thankful for God giving me wonderful kids to share this ministry with. You know, when we touch something with our bare hands, we put our fingerprints on it, don't we?
Yeah.
And especially if we give something to someone, we have our fingerprints on that. I kind of like to think of all of the things that I have as having God's fingerprints on it, that He has touched everything that I have.
The beautiful world He created for us. The sunsets that color the sky.
A rainbow. The sun, the moon, and all the stars.
A smile on someone's face that makes you happy when you're feeling sad.
For your Son, Jesus, who died for our sins.
For the people who serve you, Father, and tell others about Jesus.
For your Holy Spirit that guides us and comforts us.
All that we have,
all that we see, all that we know,
and all that will be,
is from your hands. We thank you, God.
All that I am, and all that I see, and all that I know, and all that will be, I forever will thank Thee, for You are mighty God.
Let us sing for joy to the Lord.
Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation.
Let us come before Him with thanksgiving.
And extol Him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods.
In His hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to Him.
The sea is His, for He made it, and His hands formed the dry land.
Come, let us bow down in worship.
Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker.
For He is our God.
And we are the people of His pasture.
The flock under His care.
Psalm 100 says, shout for joy to the Lord all the earth.
Worship the Lord with gladness.
Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His.
We are His people, the sheep of His pasture.
Enter His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise.
Sing praise!
Thank you. When I praise the Lord, I want to sing.
Hallelujah.
And when I praise the Lord, I want to jump, 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 jump. And when I praise the Lord, I want to shout, amen,
amen.
Done for us. We are so grateful.
We are your children.
We are your people.
And you care for us.
Your love is always there for us.
Even though we don't deserve anything, Father, you shower us with rich blessings.
You sent us Jesus, your Son, to save us.
We thank you.
We praise you.
In his holy name we pray.
Amen.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And thanks for joining us today.
Take some time this week to think about all of the ways the Lord has blessed you.
And thank Him.
Think about your parents and all that they do for you.
And thank them.
And remember, we have so much to be thankful for.
Most of all, for Jesus.
2 Corinthians 9:15 says, "Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift."
Jesus is God's gift to the world.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. See you next time.
Thankful to God for giving us songs to sing.
We have 3 CDs that teach God's truth.
They are filled with songs that worship and bring praise to Jesus.
Children of God.
Our God can do anything. He sends His people miracles.
Let the children come.
Recorded a Christmas CD called "Hear the Angels Sing."
Star of wonder, star of night, star of royal beauty bright.
Our newest recording is called "Sing Praise."
Wherever I am, I'll praise the Lord. Whenever I can, I'll praise the Lord. I will lift His name on high. I will praise the Lord.
We are so excited to see how God is using our music.
Thanks for your encouragement and support.
We have so much to be thankful for. Listeners like you who support us with your prayers and gifts, to our friend John Grant who helps make our music sparkle, and to Tony Corelli, our engineer, who gives us so much each week as we record our program. God has truly put this team together, and it is our prayer that all we do will bring Him glory.